Sunday night, or I don't know, but Wednesdays, Thursdays are Shoshana, so it must be pretty late in El, or Chav Zayin El, something like that, Chavav El, whatever. And we're learning Shar HaTeshuva in Chodesh Halvavos, and we're learning Perek Ravi, where he gives a quick run through of the components of Tshuva, which he elaborates on each one in Perek Chamishi. So we're on page Reish Chaf, and he breaks up Tshuva into four components: regret for the past, charata, the realization, which brings out the realization that it was ra, evil, we don't like to say the word, it was wrong, it was evil, it was against the will of Hashem. And then he brings down from the human experience that if you wronged someone and he sees that you regret it, so it's a siba chazaka, he calls it. It's very strange because he's talking about Hashem. So we explained it, that he holds that the human experience mirrors Hashem many times. So in the human experience, if someone says, I'm sorry, but not just I'm sorry, but I'm sorry I was wrong. If you don't say I was wrong, then the I'm sorry is just very condescending. But if I'm sorry I was wrong, usually, Siba Chazaka, he says, it usually elicits a mechila. His next, on page Reish Chaf, is stopping to do what you're doing wrong, which is, he says, a failure to do that is a failure of belief in Schar V'Onesh. Schar V'Onesh is a very basic belief. It's in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. It's from the 13 Animamins, that you'll have to answer for your actions. So even if you regret doing what you're doing, but you don't find enough strength to stop it, and you can have that, what's called, disconnect, where you know it's wrong, but you're not strong enough to stop it. So he says, that's why the Chavis Halvavos says that failure to stop is a lack of realization of the idea of Schar V'Onesh. You're gonna have to answer for your act. You're gonna get punished. You're gonna get punished. There's gonna be a gemul and onesh, and so that's what that is like. That covers that base. The kamohu nira ben bnei adam. Again, he says in the human experience, if you messed someone up, so here he says, if you have charata and you stop doing it, then he'll not only be mochel you, but he'll forget about it. He'll mamish be mochel. It won't just be like, okay, I'm mochel you, but he'll be mochel you in a deeper way. He calls us sichosu mechilas cheto. In the third, now we're up to the third, is vidui. That's the last paragraph on page Reish Chaf. Avala vidui, so what is that? He gives each one, he assigns each one a specific emotion in the process of doing tshuva. Number one is charata, is realization that you did something wrong, or how wrong it is, what he really talked about also in the third paragraph. Aziva, stopping to do it, is a realization about Schar V'Onesh. And now Vidui, he hochocha, this is the last paragraph on Reish Chaf, Vidui hu hochocha l'kniyoso. Vidui brings out your kniya, your feeling of what he calls bittel to Hashem. That Hashem is everything, and you're nichna to Him, you're not arrogant towards Him. You're nothing compared to Him, right? We're nothing, we're puny. So that's the kniya. So when you say vidui brings that out. Why? Because it's like I'm throwing myself upon the mercy of the court. When you start saying all your sins, you're throwing yourself on the mercy. That becomes another siba for slicha. Not only do you have karata, and not only are you stopping, but you're verbalizing that you did something wrong, which is very, very powerful. Very powerful, and it's not easy to do, to verbalize it. You see, people, when they verbalize it, that's when they start with the excuses. They say, but, or... To just stand there and verbalize the vidui, what you did wrong, is not easy. And it's a kniya. It's a kniya. You're exposing yourself. You're making yourself very, very vulnerable. But you need umode. That's his point here. Umode. You verbalize that you're doing something wrong, that you did something wrong. The flip side of this is because you claim you didn't sin. So vidui is the flip, is the opposite of that, the mirror image of that. You see between people. Someone messed up B, Ruvain messed up Shimon. Kasha Shovelov. Umode Shechotalo, and he says I was mamish wrong. Veheralo. Umavakesh Mimenu Mechila. That's in the other prince of the Chavis Halavas. That was in the primary idea of Vidui. Was Vidui and asking for Mechila. Asking for Mechila, right? Nizbar lachaveru kibemes nizchorit al mashachotaloi bo'ovar. This is how he puts it. The quality is that now it's borer, it's clear. There's no more suffix left about the sincerity of your regret and the sincerity of you wanting to do tshuva when you mizvadeh. When you fess up and you enumerate your sins, not just some vague, I was evil, father. You're specific what you did, what you didn't do. That shows the depth of charata. If you're willing to be mevatel yourself, right, and as you say, you throw yourself upon the mercy of the court. Then you see Bemis is charit lo mashachotel lo ba'ovar reinim is mamea, and he quickly is moichel and soleachim v'yoser tino sheyesh pliber olav, and remove any vestige of tainus. And page reish chafalif is number four. To number one was charata, which brought out that you realize how bad it is, or that it's bad. Number two was aziva sachet, which brought out a belief in gvul v'einish. Number three was vidui, which brings out a kniya. And it involves a request to mechila, to request it. And it's very, very exposing. Like you strip yourself naked in front of someone else. That's what you're doing. You're exposed. You say, this is what I did and I was wrong. Please mercy me. But ava kabbalah shel yachzor, and what's number four? That's making a kabbalah. I'm not going to do it anymore. That's more than just aziva. Stopping now, stop now on the dime, but tomorrow you'll be nichshel again. The determination, the mental determination not to do it again, and that which is important for tshuva. You say, why? As long as you stop. See, we don't usually learn this differently. We say, you have to have charata and kabbalah, right? But he counts aziva sachet as a component of tshuva. So you already stopped. So now what? No, you have to be makabel not to do it again. He hochocha al yediyoso esroa mashaosa v'chomer mashahera. Here's where the Chavis Halavas says this reflects a recognition of how bad it was. It's not mabakach. It's not dvarin shal mabakach. V'olav hu omer im odol po'alti la'osif v'omer ashula yoshuenu al sus lo nirka v'lo nomer od alokenu l'masa yodenu, mean we won't continue to sin. V'omer b'hapcho ayapoch kushioro v'nomer chabu v'rosav gavetem tuchlu l'heitiv l'imudei horea And we find the same thing amongst people. When he accepts upon himself, not only does he say vidui, and not only does he say he was wrong, and not only does he express regret, not only does he ask for mechila, but if he's makabel and I won't do it again, and he did the other three things, he did the charata, he did the aziva, he did the vidui. This wipes you clean for sure. This wipes you totally clean, and it, like it never happened.
Not to say bleed neder. He's making a commitment to not do it again.
Usually, we're dealing with a halacha that you don't have to say bleed neder. You have to not do it anyway. If you're focused on a specific hanhogon, like you say, you know, on a specific day, then the minig is to say bli neder. But it's a little absurd if you're talking about something that's also to do, because you're not going to do it anyway.
So negative.
Which we'll learn in the next parak. Come on, what? He gives five components to each of the four components. So you end up with 20 components. Each component has five parts to it. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. Yimchal Hashem cheto v'yavr olo v'moy obun mashneba bolo yinake, which is a problem. V'chamo shvu hashav v'eshas ish. Meikal Hashem es oncho bolo mazeh v'shalom lo tov lo mabo. What? I mean, even if the oven was mashia, I'm not going even. I don't know what this would say. It means even if. Still, make it Hashem as onshu b'alamazem, Hashem lo tov b'alamabo. V'nichol b'chalat tzadikim kamer v'alzhen gweil l'shuv b'shvakim l'm Hashem. Okay.